Now, US troops are being withdrawn from Syria after President Trump said the Islamic State group Daesh had been defeated there. The Pentagon said it was transitioning to the next phase of the campaign but didn't give details. Some 2,000 troops have helped rid much of northeastern Syria of Daesh, but pockets of fighters remain. Let's get more from Simon Marks, our US correspondent.
Ian, stunned, blindsided, those are just a couple of the descriptives that are being used up on Capitol Hill by Republicans who are absolutely furious that President Trump unilaterally, in the early hours of this morning here in Washington, announced this decision on Twitter. Where else? He took to Twitter to say, "We have defeated ISIS in Syria. My only reason for being there during the Trump presidency." And the White House went on to announce that the withdrawal of those remaining 2,000 U.S. forces in Syria has, according to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, already started. There's no confirmation of that from the Pentagon, not even any confirmation yet that General Jim Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, has signed the withdrawal orders. Certainly, he is one of many top officials within the Trump administration who have had the rug pulled out from under them as a result of this decision. He, the National Security Advisor, John Bolton, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Dunford, and many others have been urging President Trump not to withdraw immediately all of these US troops in Syria, arguing that in fact the battle against Islamic State is not entirely over. Here's what General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, had to say on the issue just a month ago.
"I am not at all complacent about the work that remains to be done. So we've largely cleared, except for the last vestiges of ISIS in the Euphrates River Valley, we've largely cleared the physical manifestation of ISIS inside of Syria. That doesn't mean there aren't still thousands of fighters in Syria."
But you don't have to go back a month to find members of the Trump administration who were arguing that those U.S. forces in Syria still had a job to do. We could take a listen to what the deputy secretary, the deputy spokesman at the State Department had to say just yesterday, Robert Paladino.
"As you know, U.S. forces are present in the campaign to ensure the enduring defeat of ISIS. We've made significant progress recently in the campaign, but the job is not yet done."
But what a difference 24 hours and a presidential intervention make. Donald Trump has essentially decided he knows better than his military commanders, his diplomats, his intelligence officials, and Kurdish leaders, all of whom say a U.S. military withdrawal will only embolden the extremists and encourage them to regroup and redouble their efforts to destabilize the region. Up on Capitol Hill, as I say, a furious response. Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina, says he was completely blindsided by the decision. The big winners, he says, are ISIS, Iran, Russia, and Assad. Senator Bob Corker told reporters, "I'm not sure even the principals within the Trump administration knew that this decision was coming." He says President Trump just woke up and did it. And then there's Senator Marco Rubio of Florida. You all remember little Marco, who tried to win the Republican Party's presidential nomination back in 2016. He's taken to Twitter to write, "The decision to pull out of Syria was made despite overwhelming military advice against it. It is a major blunder. If it isn't reversed, it will haunt this administration and America for years to come." But as I say, Ian, at the White House, President Trump has decided he knows better, and he is the commander-in-chief of US forces. So when he says they're coming home, they're coming home.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent. Well, let's get some comment on that from Ilan Goldenberg, Director of the Middle East Security Program at the Center for New American Security. Ilan, very good evening. From what Simon said there, it seems as though the president just did this on a whim, or is there a strategy that we're not aware of?
No, I really don't think that there is a strategy. I think that what we have here is a situation where the president has actually wanted to withdraw for a while. His primary motivation has been basically he made this as a campaign promise. He said he would leave once ISIS was defeated, and he would be out in and out quickly. And so he wants to fulfill that campaign promise. Strategy doesn't really matter. And you've seen him do this again and again, whether it's walking out of the Paris Accords, the Iran nuclear agreement, or moving the embassy to Jerusalem. he cares a lot less about what his advisors have to say and what might be smart and prudent than he does about fulfilling campaign promises that he made.
Now, the Pentagon has said they won't provide details of what the next phase is for protection and operational security reasons. Any idea what the next phase would be?
They probably also aren't providing exact details on the next phase because they don't really know, since they were surprised as everyone else. But, you know, look, I think at this point, the president has talked about 30 days, which really seems to me to be incredibly fast. And then we have to wait and see what happens. All kinds of problematic scenarios. You can see now a Turkish invasion of this part of Syria to essentially try to take out the Kurds and America's Kurdish allies. You can see the Kurds trying to cut a deal with Assad and Russia and Iran in order to keep the Kurds out and slowly be reintegrated back into greater Syria and the Assad regime. I think in most of these scenarios, though, what you do have is greater instability and probably more fighting in this area. And so that, again, definitely increases the likelihood of ISIS or some new form of ISIS rising, as we've seen in the past. This is exactly the kind of environment ISIS thrives in, and precisely why all these advisors are suggesting the president not leave.
Elan, thank you very much. That's Elan Goldenberg from the Center for New American Security.